Among all the challenging topics in Parshas Bereishis is the Eitz HaDaas. The Torah tells us, "Umeitz HaDaas tov vara losocha." Men who don't eat from the Eitz HaDaas, ki b'yom achalcha mimenu mos tamos. The day that you eat from it, you will surely die. And from there, some of the commentaries point out that before Adam ate from the Eitz HaDaas, man was supposed to live forever. There was no such concept of death. The Ramban argues, the Ramban writes that no, it's not true. Death was part of nature. However, Shim yechta yomus becheto kidera chai ve'misa bidei shemayim ba'averos, that was different. The fact that now, as a result of eating from the Eitz HaDaas, a person would die because of their sin, not because of nature. That was the chiddush of the Ramban. But the more fundamental question is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a fruit-bearing tree that no one would be allowed to benefit? Now, we understand the concept of nisayon. There are plenty of foods that are not kosher. We're not allowed to eat them. What do you mean? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating them if we can't enjoy them? That's a nisayon for us, to abstain. So the simple explanation here, too, is the Eitz HaDaas was created as a nisayon, not to eat from it, not to enjoy it. But that begs a second question. It's an Eitz HaDaas tovara. Eating from the Eitz HaDaas would give us bechira, would give us choice to know knowledge between good and bad. Why, out of all fruits, to abstain from, why would it be the Eitz HaDaas tova ra? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with bechira? That's the highest level. The highest level is for us to have an option to choose between good and evil and decide to do good. So it's very difficult for us to understand then why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Adam not to eat from the tree, particularly when eating from the tree and then serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the challenges, despite all the temptations to do otherwise, is the greatest show of commitment and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So based on this, the Arizal writes that it's not true. The Eitz HaDaas was created for man to consume. However, says the Arizal, it was to be consumed only beginning on Shabbos. The Arizal writes, if only Adam would have waited for Shabbos, it wouldn't have been a problem. And perhaps he would have lived forever. The whole world would have changed. You know, Adam was created on Erev Shabbos. He was created on Friday. And on the ninth hour, he was commanded not to eat from the tree. And only an hour later, in the tenth hour, he ate. The 11th hour, he was judged. The 12th hour, he was expelled from Gan Eden. It was mutter lo la'adam to eat from the Eitz HaDaas b'yom HaShabbos. Ela she'chiloso boser, says the Chasam Sofer. He ate it when it was unripe. He ate it kodem zmano. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us, says the Arizal or the Chasam Sofer, to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. It gives us bechira. No, there's no greater way to serve Hashem than that of bechira, to choose the right thing. The problem was that in order to serve God properly, we need to have the proper foundations in place. We need to have sturdy foundations. If we have a house of cards, the house will, one little blow of the wind will blow and knock it all over. But in order to serve God constantly and consistently out of love and commitment and dedication, the foundations need to be sturdy. And Adam wasn't even able to wait an hour. Within 3 hours, he was already kicked out of Gan Eden, and that was as a result of the Nachash. The Nachash convinced Adam, convinced Chava, to eat from the tree before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, the foundations weren't set. It was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, they poured concrete, but it hadn't hardened yet. And because it wasn't hardened, it became like quicksand, and as a result, Ra entered the world. The Bechira was there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to have that Bechira. Had they only waited for Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the Bechira would have been so much easier. The temptations would have been less difficult for us to overcome. This, parenthetically, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, is the idea behind one of the statements we make during the Hoshanas. In Hoshana, Kelim Hoshos, we say, Hoshana Shalosh Shaos Hoshana. What's Hoshana Shalosh Shaos? Hoshana, the 3 hours? The idea is that Adam couldn't hold back for 3 hours. He didn't have the patience to wait even 3 hours before he was kicked out of Gan Eden. Had Adam only waited those 3 hours, the world would have been a different place. We too have many opportunities to enjoy all the things that life has to offer us. But sometimes we have to remember to trust the process, not to speed things up before it's time, and understand that in due time, it will work out. Just make sure that the foundations are sturdy. Build up the organization. Build up your spiritual antibodies slowly. So that when you get to that point, when you're ready, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready, when the foundations are strong, then you will be able to take it to the next level and grow in higher levels of Kedusha and to be successful in all your endeavors. Trust the process.